USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
ICE agents are expected to start rounding up about 2,000 undocumented immigrants in at least 10 major cities starting on Sunday. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says this is targeting undocumented immigrants who have already been slated for deportation. But House Majority Leader Democrat Nancy Pelosi is warning the Trump administration against going ahead with the plans.
Every person in America has rights. These families are hardworking members of our communities and our country. This brutal action will terrorize children.
Vice President Mike Pence will be visiting a Border Patrol facility in McAllen, Texas today. Tropical Storm Barry is gathering strength as it heads towards New Orleans. The National Hurricane Center says the storm's sustained winds have increased to 50 miles an hour. It's expected to reach hurricane strength late today or early tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team.
Doug. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Folks in New Orleans gearing up for the storm.
Intensity of the storm in terms of wind speed at landfall is not predicted now to be a hurricane, but it is predicted to be a tropical storm still.
Louisiana Governor Democrat John Bel Edwards warning people who live in his state about Tropical Storm Barry and the impact of all the rain.
Now, I say that because I want everyone to understand this was never going to be a wind event.
And the governor warning drivers, don't take your car out and get stuck in high water.
Do not drive. And I'm imploring motorists out there, do not drive through standing water. If you don't know for a fact that it's safe to do so, because many times it is deeper than you believe it to be, and there is a current associated with it, and it makes it very dangerous. That is how we've had the most fatalities over the last several years with these types of rain events.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Republican lawmaker speaking out as the Trump administration gears up to deport illegal aliens with criminal records. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
ICE officers will begin President Trump's promised deportation sweep this weekend, targeting about 2,000 illegal immigrants who have been ordered deported but are defying those judges' orders and remain here in the United States. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is a fan of the deportations.
If I got an order from a court, I would uphold believing in America and the rule of law when that action takes place.
The operation is meant to target members of illegal immigrant families who arrived during the border surge. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
In light of the recent back-to-back earthquakes in California, insurance rates on the rise in the state for some homeowners. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
About 1 million Californians have quake insurance. Some 250,000 will soon be paying 2 to 3 times more than they have been. And it doesn't have anything to do with those recent powerful quakes in Southern California. The latest scientific evidence about where big quakes are likely to hit points to Southern California, and that's why some people in the L.A. area are looking at $2,000 a year premiums, while homeowners in Sacramento and Northern California can get a year of quake coverage for only about $300. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.